On today's show, there's a growing number of people that are still working in their 70s. If that's you or you plan to keep working, we've got some important things to know about working over 70.
Uncover retirement concepts you need to know. Welcome in to Your Powerful Legacy Radio with Christina Ping.
Hello and welcome. It is great that you have joined us for the conversation with the CEO of Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. That is Christina Ping Kepperling. And she's all about getting folks on track for their retirement with the On Track Retirement System. And speaking of on track, she is the author of the book, The Retirement Train. Greetings, Christina. Great to be with you.
Hi, Dave. Always wonderful to be here with you, and happy holidays to everyone.
That's right. We're in the season. I love this time of the year.
Me too. It's except the weather. It's a little cold, but I do love this time of the year. I think everybody's just a little bit more giving, a little bit more thankful, and it's wonderful. So
that's
I really enjoy it.
I've heard so many times people say, why can't we just extend this through the whole year? And I think we try. We make it to about January 3rd. Maybe the 4th of January.
That's how long my resolution to go to the gym lasts until January 2nd.
Right. You mentioned people working in their 70s. And I bet, I think one important factor that we're going to look at strategies you still should consider if you are still working in your 70s. A lot of it has to do is if you love your job. I'm sure.
It sure does. Yes. I think a lot of people who especially have their own company or they're working for a company that they've just been with for so long and they don't want to leave. I also am seeing this, Dave, with people who have their second career. You know, we've talked about this on the show before where people actually retire from perhaps a hazardous duty job in their 50s. Mm-hmm. Then they start another career and they just love it so much. Mm-hmm. They keep on going for another 25, 30, 35 years. And there are a lot of, I guess, different rules for those that are still working that are over the age of 70. And we're going to talk about several of those. The first one, you might not have to take your RMD, your required minimum distribution. We know there are a lot of rules and we always want to follow them, but let's talk about RMDs for just a second. First off, the Secure Act of 2020 changed the required minimum distribution age from 70 and a half to 72. But if you're still working and you're contributing to a defined contribution plan like 401k, you do not have to take your RMD from that 401k.
Okay.
And that's as long as you don't own more than 5% of the company that you work for. So let's just say that you have a prior pension or IRA, you would have to be taking it from that, but not the current contributing plan.
Okay. The one because you mentioned people may retire from a hazardous job in their 50s. So they'd have to take from those. But if they got another job in their 70s from that one, they don't have to do RMDs. Interesting.
That's right.
Okay. Now, Social Security. Now, when you hit 70, you have to take it. I mean, it's no point in waiting after that, right?
That's absolutely right. You do have to take it. And every month that you delay Social Security benefit, it does increase the size of your check, but that stops at 70. Mm-hmm. So at that point, you're eligible for that maximum amount, which is 124%. Let's back that up just a little bit. If you collect Social Security early, which is age 62, you're only getting about 75% of your full retirement age benefit. Mm-hmm. And if you're getting your check at full retirement age, you're get at 66 or whatever up to 70. Up to 67. Then you're at 100%. If you wait up to 70, then it could maximize that out. Maximum is going to be 132%.
Okay. Yeah. And I know you work with your clients on strategies, the right claiming strategies for them and maximizing their Social Security. It's very important.
We do. That's a very big piece of the retirement puzzle, Dave. And when we sit down and have that initial discussion to see if you're on track for retirement, Social Security is one of the major subjects because a lot of times Social Security is going to be 30 to 40% of people's retirement income. So this is a big piece of that puzzle, and we're going to make sure and get it right because timing Social Security wrong could be detrimental to your retirement health.
So even though you're still working in your 70s, you think, well, I'm not retired. But yeah, the retirement strategies are still necessary. And Christina can go over that with you. She does open her schedule for consultations. Maximizing Social Security is a part of this process. 800-832-1100 to schedule with Christina. You can text as well. If you text, just text keyword powerful, 800-832-1100. So you're working in your 70s. Let's say you're taking Social Security, you're having to do RMDs, require minimum distributions from as you mentioned, older 401ks. What does that do to your tax bracket and your whole tax situation?
If you're not talking about taxes, again, you're missing a really big piece of the puzzle. At Powerful Legacy, we do keep a CPA powerful partner to make sure that your taxes are going to be right. Now, most people expect that you're going to make less money as you age, so you might plan on being in a lower bracket. That might not be the case because you'll owe taxes on employment income and money that you draw from tax-deferred retirement accounts. And I think that one of the things that people have a misconception is that you do not have to pay taxes on Social Security. That's not true. Mm-hmm. If you're married and you're earning more than $44,000 a year, up to 85% of your Social Security could be taxable. That's a big deal. We need to make sure and get this right. If you're not talking to a professional about that, then you're missing a big piece of that puzzle. Now, working over 70 can have some benefits, mm-hmm. but there are still some potential tax drawbacks, and you need to understand how it affects your Social Security benefit. So you don't want to miss out on any of these pieces. Let's sit down and talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, you need these strategies, and you're not retired, but you're at that time of your life where these strategies are necessary, regardless of the fact. So that's where Christina comes in, and you do open your schedule. It really is a comprehensive review that you go through, and it's a great experience, as you've explained on the show. I mean, what's it like when someone schedules and comes in with you?
It's wonderful. First off, my favorite thing to see is the stress just melt away from your shoulders, because I know that you are worried about retirement, and that's okay. Everybody that's coming in is wanting to know the answer. Are you on track? Yes or no? That's what you're looking for. And you will get that answer in the consultation. When you come in for a consultation, you're not coming in to be sold. You're coming in to be told. And that's a really big deal, because as people are, I don't really want to call it, you know, just transitioning, but as you are starting to think about retirement, or if you're already in retirement, we know you're worried about running out of money. And I want to make sure that you're going to have the most successful retirement that you deserve.
Well, absolutely. I mean, everyone, you're exactly right, deserve, because you worked hard all your life. And, you know, we've sacrificed in our life to save for that day. You got to put it together. The strategies may not be together yet. Your hard work's there, and there, that means something. But then Christina can take your puzzle pieces you bring, if you envision it that way, and get the strategies together to work with you, putting that puzzle of your retirement together. So, Christina, you do have a limited opportunity, as always, every week on this show for a comprehensive review at no cost, no obligation.
That's right. We do have the opportunity. And also, for those of you that do not call in, you can text the word powerful to 800-832-1100. So just text the word powerful. We have staff waiting to get your complimentary consultation scheduled. And for some of you, this is going to be a second opinion, and that's okay. We want to make sure and give you what you need. So don't delay. Just give us a call, that 800-832-1100. Even though the holidays are busy, we did set aside 10 time slots this week.
Okay.
So we want to make sure that we're getting you in and making sure that you're going to be on track.
That's what it's all about with Christina. And it's a great experience. And you do, when you schedule, you get a copy of her book, The Retirement Train, your ticket to financial strategies that will help protect your income, your family, and the life that you love. That's available. I mean, you get a copy of that. It's a great take home. So again, to schedule with Christina, the number is 800-832-1100. 800-832-1100. You can also text the keyword powerful. That's really all you have to text is powerful to 800-832-1100. I love when Christina says you're not being sold, you're being told. And that's exactly what happens. You really just get a good look at where you are now and what could be your retirement if these strategies that are best suited for you are put together. So 800-832-1100. 800-832-1100 or text POWERFUL to that number and get on the schedule. There are 10 opportunities this week at no cost, no obligation. Christina, we are in the holiday season, but I haven't had a chance yet to ask you. I missed it. I forgot last week, but your Thanksgiving, you having a good one?
It was really good. Thank you so much. And I do think that I ate way too much, Dave. I mean, I am the queen of leftovers. I really love leftovers. And we just had turkey and dumplings. Okay, if that's not a carbohydrate overload, I don't know what it is. My pants are feeling kind of tight. So
that's good, though.
I better calm it down a little bit before it gets to Christmas. But it just seems to flow one into another because, you know, you have friends that you want to gather up with. It's my husband's birthday during the holiday season, so I want to go to a nice dinner with him.
Yeah.
Then brunch with one of my girlfriends, and you just have all these events. We've got a charity event coming up, all these things coming together, and daggone, that lifestyle just goes right out the window when you're trying to eat extra healthy.
Yeah, but you know, we mentioned the retirement you deserve. This is the time of the year we deserve, you know, if we've been kind of disciplined, having to stick to that. And I know people are wondering, why are you talking about Thanksgiving? I forgot to bring it up last week. And also, I was reading that the Tuesday of the next week after Thanksgiving, by the way, is throw out your leftovers day. I think it's the USDA says your food's not safe anymore. Your Thanksgiving food is not safe anymore from Thursday to Tuesday. So throw it out. Christina Ping Kemperling, 800-832-1100 or text POWERFUL to 800-832-1100 and get a copy of her book, The Retirement Train. We talk a lot about it on the show. You know, you mentioned this just a minute ago. One of the biggest fears about retirement is how do you make your money last? That's the big fear of people thinking, oh no, I don't want to outlive my money. So after a quick break, Christina's got some strategies that could help make sure that you do make your money last. That's coming up on Your Powerful Legacy Radio with Christina Ping Kemperling. Your Powerful Legacy Radio, and Christina Ping Kemperling is the CEO of Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. You hear her every week on the radio with great strategies and tips on retirement and how to approach retirement, or if you're in retirement, what strategies should be together for you. That comes with that consultation. And also, you can see Christina Saturdays on ABC 36 twice, Saturday mornings at 10 and Saturday nights at 7. Well, it's the big fear, running out of money in retirement. So let's look at these four distribution strategies that you want to talk about, Christina. And I know one of the things, and this is going to be job number one, kind of creating that paycheck situation where you make sure your needs are covered. So creating that floor.
I think creating a floor is just basically saying this is the bare minimum that I need to make sure that I'm going to have the lifestyle that I want. And for most of you, that's going to be taking care of your basic needs, your food, shelter, insurance, medications, whatever it may be. So let's talk about those floors. These are retirement accounts that provide guaranteed income, like Social Security, pensions, annuities. Pensions and Social Security are annuities, so that's kind of silly. But anyway, I was building up enough guaranteed income to meet those basic needs. Now, this can be done by purchasing annuities, starting a delayed Social Security benefit for some of you that are past your full retirement age until you reach the age of 70, which we just talked about, and you'll get a little boost in your payments.
And that, you know, you're covered. I mean, just like when we work, we want to make sure that we got the bills covered and all of that. But we also want to make sure that we can have fun in our life. And so how are metaphorical buckets used to divvy up the growth components and the income components and even emergency components?
I think when we're talking about a bucket itself, is that I want you to think about that you've stacked all of your retirement savings inside of a bucket. And when you retire, you poke a hole in the bottom of that bucket and there's a stream of income coming out. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking about this bucket theory, obviously you've got a bucket that you know is never going to empty out. That's going to be your guarantee bucket. So let's just stay with that for a second. And then when you go into the funds that don't provide guarantee income, like 401ks, IRAs, then we need to make sure that that money's protected for short term, but allow growth in the long term for that long term use. So I think about that first bucket being the forever you need it bucket. And this is something that you have continually. Then you've got a bucket of emergency funds liquidity. Then I think you've also got one that's going to be growth. And that's where you discuss what is your risk tolerance within that. So having those different buckets, and everyone's buckets are different. I really hate to say it that way, but you know, they're different sizes, obviously. And they're also going to have different sizes of holes in the bottom that mm-hmm. need to be draining out because people have different income needs. So talking to someone about that, that's very important that you have all of it in order before you even begin.
Well, and that's where Christina comes in with strategies that can help ease that fear of running out of money in retirement. So to schedule with Christina, it's 800-832-1100 or text POWERFUL to 800-832-1100. So I guess you have to have a disciplined approach too, and systematic withdrawals.
I think that that's a huge component to it, is going to be discipline. But when we're talking about systematic withdrawals, I think a lot of people use this as their, okay, I'm going to just continue doing this. Let's say, for example, you leave your 401k with your previous employer, mm-hmm. which is not normally the best decumulation strategy, but let's just say that you say, I'm going to just pull out systematic withdrawals. Well, let's say you have $1 million in your 401k and you need $40,000 a year income. So you're going to pull out 4% so you don't run out of that money. And let's just say that your 401k drops by 30%. Can you live on 30% less that you're pulling out in these systematic withdrawals?
Right.
Is that going to work? So most really good professionals use a software to determine how to best minimize taxes. We call that tax harvesting. And for those that are 70 and a half or older, well, it's 72 now, and you have to take those RMDs, depending on the circumstances, it might be best to pull some out of these accounts and put them into Roth. So starting Roth conversions. Now, retirement distribution strategies, it can be daunting. And for many retirees, this is not something that you want to navigate on your own. So with professional guidance, these methods can help ensure retirement accounts don't run dry. We don't want you to outlive your money.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. And strategies are put in place. So not, as you just said, not only when you withdraw, but how you withdraw. So you really described account sequencing. I know people may hear that and go, what the heck is account sequencing? I mean, you really just laid it out, didn't you?
I sure did. I'm just laying it right out. Yeah. I mean, I know you only retire one time out there, folks, but we retire people all day, every day, and it's like second nature. And everyone's situation is different. I don't like to see you stuck in just a specific income to where you have no flexibility to do extra things that you would want to if that comes about. And what I'm really talking about is, if you just have income, does it also include inflation protection? Mm-hmm. Does it include taxes? Does it talk about what if you go into long-term care, what's going to happen? There are a lot of different factors in this, and it's no joke. We want to make sure that we're doing what's best for you.
Well, you mentioned long-term care, and that's another factor component, I guess you could say, of the fear of running out of money, because people don't know. You know, a lot of times what you don't know is it's very scary. And so if you think, I don't know if I may need some form of long-term care, and what will that do? Would that exacerbate my money running out or accelerate it, I should say? What protective components are available to make sure you don't even have to worry about that so much? You can ease that fear.
Well, just making sure, number one, that you have a strategy. I think that that's very simple to say, that it's probably not your job. That's not what you've been doing for a living. And for those of you out there that are already retired and you're concerned about running out of money, you need to come in and make sure that you're going to be okay, that things are, you're not going to run out of money. You're going to be on track. And excuse me. I think that when you're having the discussion about your overall retirement income, if it's not including all of these items, Dave, then we're just not going to be able to say that you are on track.
It's so much to consider. When you first meet with people, are most of them expressing that fear to you when they first meet with you?
Yeah, I do see quite a bit of fear. I see more than anything just stress, anxiety, that type of thing that they just don't know how things are going to work out. Then when we sit down and really have that conversation about what is going to be best for me, well, then I start to see that stress just melt out of your shoulders because you realize I'm listening to you. This is your retirement, not anybody else's.
Right.
So let's sit down and talk about your retirement.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you have a reason to go to the doctor and I don't know, maybe I'm weird and I am weird, but I always think of the worst case scenario before I go to the doctor. And then when I go to the doctor, I walk out of there feeling so relieved because I have imagined all these terrible things in my mind that they were going to tell me that I have. And it's not like that. You're just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
That's a great reference.
Yeah.
You're right. But, and let's just say that there was a bad diagnosis from all these clients that I've heard that have gone through some really, really rough times. I'm just going to talk about the big C word, cancer. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that you go into a doctor and you have a diagnosis of cancer and you don't know what kind, you don't know what's going to happen, you don't know how it's going to grow, whatever else. Once you find all those answers out and you actually know what could and should take place, you feel better just knowing I have a diagnosis and this is our plan to take care of that.
Right.
Well, it's the same type of thing. I mean, I don't want you to be walking around with a big financial cancer that you just have no idea what's coming with inflation, taxes, and obviously healthcare. Those are the three major concerns that most of my retirees have. They want to make sure that those things are in order. And we're going to address all of that. So let's just put all your stress to the side, sit down and have that conversation. Just us. Get your phone, text the word powerful, or give us a call, 800-832-1100. We're here for you.
You opened up 10 opportunities. And why is it you, because if someone's wondering, why is it just 10 openings on her schedule? Why is that?
Why is it 10? Because that can be anywhere from 30, 45 minutes to an hour. And I can only afford to open those up because we have a busy schedule too. Sometimes I try to put a little bit more in there. I'll do some Saturdays, but you know, there are 10. We're giving this away. This is not something that we're charging for.
Are you telling me you selfishly like to sleep and eat and maybe watch TV or something like that?
Shame on me.
Well, I think the big thing is that you don't want to shortchange anyone. You want to give everyone the time they deserve for this consultation. And as Christina says, you're coming in not to be sold, but to be told, to give information, to give you a glimpse and a good handle on where you are now. And that glimpse could be into the future where you could be with your retirement. As Christina said, tying into that analogy I gave of going to the doctor, even if it's not the best news, you're going to feel better because now you know you've got the strategies in place. What do we need to do to address this situation? And that's what this is like with Christina. You'll get a lot of great information. So here's how you schedule. 800-832-1100. You can text keyword powerful if you prefer to text. 800-832-1100. So this is not a sales event. This is not a high pressure event. It's a come in and get information about where you are. Now, if you want to go forward with strategies and work with Christina, wonderful, but it's no obligation, and we have 10 opportunities also at no cost. So again, 800-832-1100, call or text keyword powerful to 800-832-1100, and all who schedule with Christina come in and meet with her, you leave with a copy of her book that we talk about so much on this show, and that is The Retirement Train, your ticket to financial strategies that will help protect your income, your family, and the life that you love, and that's what it's all about. So find out how it can be all about you with a one-on-one with Christina, 800-832-1100, 800-832-1100. Well, the year is quickly drawing to a close, so with that in mind, we're going to outline several retirement planning mistakes you should avoid in December, and also Christina's going to offer suggestions to help keep you on track. We're back with your powerful legacy radio consumer advocate, Dave Perkins, and our weekly get-together with Christina Payne Kepperling. Offices in Lexington and Louisville, and many years experience in Central Kentucky, helping people with the right strategies for them. Christina's book is The Retirement Train. You get a copy of that when you meet with Christina, and you can catch her on TV Saturdays twice, ABC 36, Saturdays at 10 in the morning and Saturday nights at 7. Well, Christina, we are coming to the close of 2022, believe it or not. Another year is just around the corner. You've got some ideas on things that we should avoid for December, but also some things that we should consider for the end of the year. So starting with this, what if you've already maxed out your contributions to your IRA or 401k? And hey, congratulations if you have. What should you do until the new year comes in?
Well, first off, I am just dumbfounded that we are at the end of the year. I can't believe this. How did these days just stack up so quickly?
It's unbelievable.
The years are fast.
Faster than they were when we were kids.
Oh my goodness gracious. Well, if you did front load your IRA or 401k and you've officially maxed out this year at this point, then you're clearly free to stop funding your account in December. If not, don't pause those contributions to free up cash for the holidays. Please don't do that. So December can be an expensive month. There's no question about it, but it's a good time to boost your long-term savings in 2022. So furthermore, if you're saving for traditional IRA or 401k as opposed to Roth, then every dollar you put into your account this year are earnings that the IRS won't be able to tax you on. So even if you're happy with the amount of money that you've got socked away for retirement this year, if you've maxed it out, keep funding your IRA and 401k in December.
Okay. Yeah. Things to consider for the end of the year, and especially in how they can be really good tax strategies for you. Another thing too, and this really can come with reviews that for clients that are people who are already your clients, you certainly schedule reviews with them, but checking on your investment's performance. I mean, that's certainly something if for your clients who are still working, especially to just check on it. How's it doing?
Well, we just want to make sure that you are checking up. I don't want you to sit and look at this every day or even every week. This is not necessary, but reviewing on a regular basis could just make sure that you're going to be on track. If you're sitting here looking at this every day or every week, you could end up making rash decisions like dumping investments when they're down and you lock in those losses is what you're really doing. And I like to call that the LIL, locking in losses, mm-hmm. because what you did was you gave yourself a little less money, and we don't want that to happen.
You definitely don't want a little less money, without a doubt. You know, this is this makes this a great time to schedule with Christina, too, your initial consultation, because she can certainly run through some things that you should consider before the end of the year. Another thing, too, don't you need to look at if your RMD age, Christina, and is it end of the year we're looking at, end of the calendar year, that you need to make sure you take that distribution?
December is a really, really busy month, and we do need to make sure that we're calculating your RMDs for the year. But no, you do have until the 15th of March to pay those in. So you're okay. I'm sorry, the 15th of April to pay those in. Yes, I am so sorry. Which is tax day. Just think about that. So you need to get those paid for 2022. If you go into your accounts, let's say you have multiple accounts, that could be a really big mess for RMDs. So a lot of people consolidate those for a reason. So it's just a streamlined RMD. But if you go into those accounts, it'll tell you what your required minimum distribution requirement is. Make sure you satisfy that. If you don't, it's still a 50% penalty on that money that you don't take. So you're just giving away money for no reason. Take that money out.
Absolutely. Christina Payne Kepperling is CEO of Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. She's available to schedule that consultation, 800-832-1100. You can text Powerful also to that same number And that's all you really have to text. They'll have what they need to get back with you just to schedule a good time for you. 800-832-1100. Also, too, it's a good time, especially in reviews with you, to look at the your fees that you're paying. You know, kind of do an inventory on that. Because I know a lot of times, Christina, you can point out fees that some people are really probably shocked to find out they're paying.
A lot of people don't really even know what they are paying. So savers with money in a 401k can easily fall into a trap of spending a lot of money on investment fees. This is because 401ks generally don't let you buy individual stock. Rather, they limit you to a handful of funds, which can come loaded with heavy fees. These are known as expense ratios, if you take a look at that. So if you're spending a lot on investment fees, it may be time to swap some of the costlier mutual funds in your 401k for index, which might charge just a fraction of what their active managed counterparts do. Now, when we're talking about your overall funds, let's just talk about this right now. The end of the year is a great time to focus on retirement savings. Aim to avoid these mistakes so that you can close out the year on a positive note. While we're talking about saving overall, you should be saving all of your life. This should just be a habit, like having healthy eating habits, you know, healthy exercise habits, healthy drinking your water habits, all of those things that you should have. Saving should be just another healthy habit. Mm-hmm. And when you're saving your money, make sure that you're saving money for the things that come along. December is not a surprise. The holidays are not a surprise if you're a gifter. So how can we make sure and keep all those things in check? So those of you that are retired newly or need to save money because of inflation, whatever's going on, let's share a little bit of a holiday gift-giving tradition that we have in our household. We do four gifts: one thing you want, one thing you need, one thing to wear, and one thing to read. For my boys, I like to get them magazine subscriptions or a novel or something to enjoy. I personally like to read a novel through the holidays. That's one of my favorite things to do, or two or three. I really enjoy it. And I'm reading some local novels this year. I'm really excited about those. But one of the things that I do as far as what they want, I limit that on price. And for my boys, regardless of how much money is made in the household, we keep that price to a minimum because that's not what we do. We don't celebrate Christmas as, you know, all about presents. We celebrate it for what it means to our family. And when you're talking about gift giving and you're already strained because of inflation, this can be a really good way to put a thoughtful amount into it and just give to those that you would love to without overspending. We don't want to see you in credit card debt because those interest rates are through the roof right now. So let's not rake on more debt and pay even more.
You know, when I was growing up, I had three older sisters and they started families early. So they had a bunch of kids. I mean, I was an uncle when I was six. So they'd all come to, I'm still living at home. I'm a kid. They'd come there to my parents' house, all of them. And at the time, everybody gave a gift to everybody, or sometimes two or three gifts to everybody. And then the kids had, we had the Christmas tree. It was ridiculous how high up the presents stacked up on the tree. I mean, you could hardly see the tree. And then I think at some point, I don't remember when, we finally got smart and said, this is just getting out of hand here. And I don't know if we started drawing names or what, but it just made so much more sense. We sometimes lose focus on what the season is about because that's where the stress comes in. We sometimes can't fully enjoy it because of the stress leading up to it, it seems like.
Well, we're starting to take a little bit of a shift, and it's bizarre because, you know, families have their traditions and the way things flow. But I mean, in our family, we have a lot of siblings. I'm the oldest of eight total siblings between the halvesies and the wholesies and all those ones that come across. They're just my siblings. We don't do that. So the oldest of eight, my dad calls me the ringleader. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure if that's a circus or what that is, but, you know,
probably
it's,
circus.
It's a lot of fun. And we do not give between the siblings, we give to each other's children. Mm-hmm. But there's going to come a point where, you know, that is going to get out of control because I have so many nieces and nephews, and my children are, my oldest one's getting ready to be married. So obviously we're going to start looking into grands. So do we start including the greats on that? How do we do that?
You
know,
right.
So I think it's time to, you know, start having some traditions where that's not the case. Maybe there's a, you know, 15 and under rule or something like that. And it's just stuck to a toy or something simple, or putting a a spending cap on there, and, you know, having that conversation with your family about it. I think a lot of people are kind of taboo about money conversations, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's wise to get some kind of a system in place. You know, when I was a kid around holidays and even other times of the year, it could be 15 or more people in this house with one bathroom. I don't even know how we did that.
We had the same. I mean, I don't know how we all did it, but I do love it. I love going home. Home for me is Northern Utah. Mm-hmm. My grandmother's still living and so blessed.
Beautiful.
She's still here.
Too.
We lost my grandfather this year, so it's going to be the first holiday without.
I'm sorry.
And, thank you. So when I think about our family and everybody gathering, oh my gosh, the cousins are abundant in my mother's side of the family, and it's so much fun to get together. Well, all of our cousins have kids too, and some of their kids have kids. So it is wildly massive on the family gatherings. I mean, we're talking 75 to 100 people, and we all gather and have food and fun. And
that's
we're around the kitchen table and the family room and the formal living, all these areas. And the kids all tend to play together at certain ages. And you got the next group up, you know, a bunch of teenagers and young adults. Mm-hmm. And then we've got the older ones. And it's funny how we all seem to be in the same area. We don't all separate just by the age groups. Sometimes we do, but not always.
Well,
intertwining.
When are you able to graduate from the kiddie table? Or it sounds
really exists. I think my uncle has been at the kiddie table forever because he always has all the kids around him.
Right.
And I don't blame him because I love him so much. I mean, I'm going to shout out to him there. My uncle Steve, my heart. He is just the sweetest gentleman. And I know he was a favorite for me when I was growing up. He always was so loving to me. I was literally his flower girl at him and his wife
Chris's
wedding. And it's funny, when aunts and uncles are your aunts and uncles pretty much your whole life, their spouse is always your aunt or uncle too.
That's right. You've known them too, right? There's just as well. So they certainly
it's a
are.
Blessing.
Yeah.
And it's just been such a fun life and such a blessed life to grow up with a huge family. Oh my gosh. I love him and I miss him so much at the holidays. I really wish that we could be closer. And, you know, it's such a great thing to have FaceTime. It's just not the same. But gosh, our family, we love each other's families as well. That's the part that I think about our family and what makes us unique. During the holidays, I think about that especially. I love my nieces and nephews as if they're my own children. I mean, I pick them up and just kiss those cheeks. Oh my gosh, I'm just crazy about them. They're so sweet. And I squish. That's kind of my thing. I'm one of those aunts. You know, I squish their cheeks all the time. I love squishy little cheeks. And
you're just your normal aunt if you squish cheeks. I mean, it just has to happen. And they make that face when you do it. But you can't help it.
They don't even care. It doesn't even faze them. They know what I'm going to do. I mean, it's just that little squishy. And I like to squeeze on the ear too, especially when they're cold, you know, in the wintertime, the holiday, they come in and I take both my hands and squeeze their little ears and squeeze their cheeks and kiss their little cheeks. And it's just so wonderful. And those things mean the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great time of the year. And that's kind of what we focus this segment on, and some things to consider at the end of the year. 800-832-1100. Christina can go through this with you, these strategies and that consultation. 10 opportunities at no cost, no obligation. 800-832-1100. We'll close it out with listener questions straight ahead. Your powerful legacy radio, Christina Ping Kepperling. Her book is The Retirement Train. She's all about the on-track retirement system. That's the strategies to get you on track with your retirement. Christina is CEO of Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. Well, listener questions is how we close the show every week. And thanks so much to the listeners. We consider you the writer of the last segment of the show because your questions show such a diversity of concerns out there in the retirement community. And Christina knows they're all equally important. Let's start with a question from a listener in Richmond. It is certainly challenging, they say. I'm trying to decide between two different financial professionals. Are there things to ask them beyond the obvious to pick the right one?
I think that, you know, when you think that it's something obvious in picking somebody, I think personality really comes into play. That's one of my favorite things about my clients. Just like they're picking me, I pick them too. I want to make sure that I'm going to be the best fit for them. I think that that should be something that you're looking for. Is that professional making sure that they're the best fit for you as well, for what your lifestyle is? Because professionals do a lot of different things. I do have a lot of colleagues that they specialize in accumulation and the stock market. That's all they do. They sit and watch that ticker all day long. Buy, sell, trade, 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 trade. Okay. That's what they're doing. I don't do the same thing. Mm-hmm. What am I? I'm a decumulation specialist. I make sure that your retirement savings last for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. That's the main thing of what I do. I really, really love it. And it involves a lot of things. Retirement is multifaceted because we're talking about inflation and taxes and long-term care and all of the bills that have to take place and everything within. What about your will, your estate, Medicare supplement, all of these different things that compose into your retirement? It's your retirement. So if I was to say one of the reasons why people pick me is because I'm not just taking care of one thing. You can come here and get all of those things taken care of in retirement. See a retirement specialist.
That's
really important, I guess, to ask for. And also, I'm just going to give you a good old-fashioned listen to your gut. Your gut instinct never lies to you. Oh, if it feels like it's the right thing. If it doesn't, you have a good feeling, but you have a few more questions. Ask the questions. That's probably something that I think a lot of people are afraid of. Ask those questions. Ask them how they're paid. Ask them why they make the decisions that they're making. Ask them why they're what's best for you. I think any good, reputable professional is going to be able to answer those easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
And if they can't, you need to
walk away.
Yeah, walk away. Man.
Run.
Run away. Yeah, you're right about the gut. How many times have you changed your answer on a test and got it wrong? Because you didn't go with your gut, that first thing. You know, another thing too, so we don't know how old they are, but if they are near retirement, then your retirement strategies are certainly different from financial strategies earlier in your life. So definitely consider that if you're near retirement. And you definitely consider Christina. Hey, give her a shot at this. She's going to answer those questions that you have that she suggested. 800-832-1100, or you can text POWERFUL to 800-832-1100. From Lawrenceburg, I am 64 years old, and I'm planning to retire in June of 2023. Now, I have $220,000 in my 401k, and I have about $2,000 per month in real estate income. Is there anything else that I should do before I sign up for retirement?
Yes, there's a lot to do.
They've got the puzzle pieces, right? Yeah, but it's not a puzzle
yet. It's not put together. What does that picture look like? Well, first off, you said when you want to retire, which is June of 2023, but you didn't say how you want to retire. So we need to talk about your income needs. Then we need to talk about what you want to do. Do you want to travel? Obviously, you've got some real estate. Do you want to invest in more real estate? What kind of real estate is that? What's going on there? What are the taxes within that? And then also, at $220,000 in your 401k, are you going to leave it there? Or are you going to roll it over to an individual retirement arrangement so you've got some easier distributions there? And then also, what about your Medicare? You're 64. Are you going to turn 65 before you retire? So you're going to be eligible for Medicare. Do we need to find a supplement? What else is coming? And then how much is your Social Security and when to take your Social Security? Is there enough in your 401k to sustain you until you can maximize Social Security? Are you married? A lot of things are missing on that one. So
yeah.
I really hate to even say that, but yeah, we got to get you in here for a consult. I'm glad you have a couple of sources of income. I'm going to assume between your 401k, real estate, and then you probably have Social Security. That's good. A few streams of income is good.
Yeah. And they ask, what should I do? Or is there anything else I need to do? Well, the first thing is to get with Christina, you can, or someone who can help put these strategies together. That certainly can be Christina. 800-832-1100 is how you schedule. Call or text to 800-832-1100. From Mount Washington, I'm 67 and retired. I recently inherited $50,000 from a relative. Now, I am not interested in investing in the stock market. So what are some other options to invest?
Well, first off, if you are not interested in the stock market, that's probably because you're concerned about losing what you inherited. If you're 67 and you inherited $50,000 from a relative, we need to talk about the taxes on that and what you have to pay, if anything. What kind of money was that that you inherited? And, you know, if you don't want to invest in the stock market, we've got some other options available. First off, do you want to turn that into income? Do you want to have it liquid? Do you want to have it to where you can pay off some debt? What's going on there? So a lot of different things to consider. Let's see what we can do to get you on track there.
Absolutely. And these are great questions as always. One from Nicholasville. I have money in certificates of deposit, CDs, and I'm charged fees for withdrawing from these accounts. Now, I want my money to be able to grow in an account, but I also want to be able to withdraw from it without any fees if needed. What other kind of accounts can I invest my money in?
Well, first off, fees are a really big concern because right now with inflation being so high and obviously interest rates are really high and people are just talking about ways to save money, you do not want to have additional fees. So if you have CDs and you are withdrawing the money and you're being charged those fees, well, we need to make sure that you're in something that could be more accessible, that you could have access to it. And we want to make sure that you are getting the money that you need. CDs can be a great tool, and I do see people that stack them. So they're going to be maybe, a 1 month, a 3 month, a 6 month, a 12 month, whatever that may be, 24 months, 36 months, and they have different rates. So it just depends on how much liquidity that you need. There are some options within an annuity that could function a lot like a CD. You can have accessibility to it, have protection from the downside of the market, but also make sure that you can have some income that you're going to need. That's important. So that may be an option that we can talk about.
Absolutely. You can schedule with Christina, 800-832-1100, 800-832-1100. In your book, The Retirement Train, it stops at different points in your life. And stop one is, of course, Kidville. And so since we're near Christmas, why not talk about kids? I love the one thing you open with, talking about it taking a village to raise a kid. I mean, of course, I know in the small town I grew up in, I could never do anything wrong without my mother finding out, because there are so many people spying on me and telling on me too. Now, what did you call grandmas in the book?
My grandma is called my Gammy.
Okay. And she is, as you said, a mom with frosting. And we're not talking about the 80s frosting either, right?
Oh my gosh. She's so precious. First off, my Gammy is one of the sweetest people ever. If you look at the very front of the book, Dave, you'll see that I actually dedicated the book to her.
Yes.
And she's just the essence of a woman to me. She's so dedicated to her family and to her household, and nobody is ever hungry around Gammy. She always makes sure everyone has something to eat or drink and just keeps her house feeling so comfortable. It's just like home when you go there. And I hope that one day my home feels the same to my children and grandchildren, great grandchildren, however that ends up being blessed. And when I think about her, I think about how she did work and she had a career, and we all have always felt like we're the favorite. And I love that. I mean, I know I'm the first grandchild, so I could literally get away with murder in comparison to my aunts and uncles who were very close in age to me, because my mom was a teenage parent. So I have aunts and uncles that are actually closer to my age than they are hers.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so much fun to enjoy the reminisce of that. And my Gammy is just such a great human being. She's so loving, so kind, and so very blessed to still have her here. So I always think about what is it that she does. I was visiting with my little niece, Ella, and she's 6 years old. And oh my gosh, that is the most fun age. And this little girl she's a miniature Gammy. She's just so sweet and so silly and so fun to be around. And I love her little attitude and her behavior. She's just got this precious demeanor about her. And she always has to be in my lap, and she has to sleep right with me in the bed at night and just snuggles and, you know, scratch my back and those type of things, which I love every minute. I'm not going to even sugarcoat that one. I just adore her. But we were in my closet. She loves my closet because I have a lot of high heels and she's trying on all these high heels. And she turned around and she looked at me. She said, "Nene, what do you do?" I said, "What do you mean? What do I do?" She said, "Well, what do you do at work?" And I said, "Well, what do you think I do?" I guess I'd never really thought about it.
Oh, I can't wait to hear her answer. What did she say to
that? She said, "Well, what do you," I said, "What do you think I do, Ella?" She said, "Well, I just don't know because you're on TV. I saw you on TV. Mommy showed me. And I know you're on the radio. And I know you go out and you teach a lot of people. And I know you have a really big office or a bunch of offices." And I said, "Yes." I said, "Well, what do you think I do in those offices?" And she said, "I just don't know. I think you do everything."
Well, you kind of do when it comes to retirement. You kind of do.
She's always watching. She's so precious. Oh, my gosh. Not only is she just a little doll baby, but her personality matches her entire aura. And I just I think about that very seriously. It kind of made me do a little bit of a checkup. And what do I do? I am given the opportunity to be invited into people's lives to make sure that they're going to be protected the rest of their life. That's what I do. I take that very seriously. It's very personal. I think I care more about people's futures than they do. Sometimes they spend more time planning for a vacation than they do
for today,
the rest
right.
of their lives.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think as far as the everything, I think it's an opportunity to have a really big voice for you loyal listeners out there that have been listening, for a couple of years. And you know that we're on the radio every week and we give you this information to help educate you, to make you feel comfortable, to make you feel happy. And, the offer that we've been giving for all this time to come in and have a consultation, the people that are coming in, I realize this is a really big voice. That's a great responsibility. I want to make sure that I'm doing everything right. And we are. We don't have one single client that's unhappy. And that is just the essence of my career, making sure that my clients, my family, they're taken care of. My clients are my family. So that's what I do.
That's what you do. Absolutely. And Christina did have a limited opportunity, as always, on the show 10. There are some left to schedule with her. No cost, no obligation consultation. It's 800-832-1100. And you can text too. But just text powerful. It's all you have to do if you text to the same number, 800-832-1100. Be sure to catch Christine on TV, ABC 36, Saturdays at 10 a.m., Saturday nights at 7. And we'll see you here again next week on Your Powerful Legacy Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. Christina Ping and her guests provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and are not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services. By contacting Powerful Legacy Insurance and Financial Services, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.